Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. That's one of my favorite songs of the year. Amen. I love that song. He's working. Amen. He's working it out for our good. All perfect gifts come from above. The Bible also said all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. Favor and grace is upon your life. And you have to speak that thing. Speak it and say favor and grace. Hey, say like David, goodness, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You got to know that favor, grace, and mercy, goodness is attached to your life. Hey, glory to God. And all you have to do is walk in God's will. Excuse me, amen. And I tell you everything that he promised you in his word, it will come to pass. Amen. We once again like to greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We say praise the Lord to everyone and welcome to New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. I think we almost at the 70,000 mark. Today, when I looked at the stats, it says 69,923 listeners. 973, I'm sorry. So, hey, we're going to break the record today. 27 more listeners, and we're going to be at that 70,000 mark. Amen, amen. We just thank the Lord for his goodness. We thank him for being kind towards us. We thank him for having this platform where we can come on the line Monday through Friday and minister the word of God to our listeners and our callers and even those that go back on the archives. You know, my friend and mentor, Reverend Janice Ivy Smith, she hosts the broadcast now. She's been on about a month. And already she's had almost 800 listeners in less than 30 days. Amen. And she's on Wednesdays and Fridays. And I want to just give out her call-in information because she's teaching a Search for the Truth Bible study. And she's very in-depth with that Bible study. It's a wonderful, wonderful lesson. Amen, and curriculum, amen. And her number, her call-in number is area code 347-215-8982. Once again, that call-in number is 347-215-8982, and she's teaching that class on Wednesday, every Wednesday, and every Friday on Blog Talk Radio. And I tell you, she's a student of the word. Amen. So she's doing a wonderful job, and we certainly salute her in that area that she's ministering in. Amen. So it gives us great pleasure to be on this line. Once again, our call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. You're able to go back into the archives and listen to these messages in their entirety. You can look on our Facebook page. You can hear the messages on that. And you can also visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. Also, if you'd like to pray for you and you have any prayer requests, or maybe you may have a subject matter that you would like to see addressed on this broadcast, please email us. You can email us at newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Amen. And we certainly will be honored to listen and also voice your prayer request and any other information that you would have to suggest for us to air on the broadcast. Amen. Once again, this morning I was listening with Dr. Janice Ivy Smith, and she encouraged the people. She said that you can have an archive party. Amen. She said, call your friends and your family and neighbors over and have an archive party. I've never heard of that. And she said, you can go back and listen to all of the messages. And as of today, we have over 700 messages on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And we're going to begin to air some of those messages when we're unable to schedule live speakers. Amen. But we're going to get right on into this segment for today. Today, again, we are on the book of Acts. We're studying the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. And we all know the church began right there in the book of Acts. And we're at chapter 23 today, and we're just so honored to have one of our favorite speakers. He's one of my favorite speakers. Amen. He's an anointed man of God, and I tell you, he's been doing some beautiful things here in the California. Amen. He is the husband of one wife. Amen. His wife is also a minister, Minister Jennifer Hammonds. Amen. And he is a father, I think, of four. Amen. And he has been ministering the gospel for quite some time. Some of you all had an opportunity to hear him on our praise-a-thon. So this is his first time on one of our day segments. Amen. So he's going to be expounding the word of God for us on today, and that's none other than Elder Eugene Hammonds of Sacramento, California. And we're going to ask him to open up with the word of prayer for us today, and he's going to get right on into what the Lord is speaking in his spirit to speak to our listeners today. Amen. Once again, we thank Sister Ruby Larry for being in the switchboard for us. She's always prompt and always on time. And amen, that's what God is looking for. He's looking for excellence. He's looking for people that are faithful, people that will be diligent to the assignment and the work that he has given them. So anyway, we are just excited about Elder Hammond being with us today. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker of the hour. That's none other than Elder Eugene Hammonds of Sacramento, California. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Give an honor to Evangelist Bernard. We appreciate this opportunity to minister the word of the Lord today. We also like to say that we look forward to being with you on tomorrow at your celebration.
Hey!
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I would like for everyone to go with me, if you have your Bibles with you, to Acts chapter 23. We will begin reading at verse number 10. And it reads, "And there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and to take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And there were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, We have bound ourselves under a great curse that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul." Now I'd like for you to go with me to Ephesians chapter 2, and we will begin reading at verse number 10. And it reads as follows, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." I want to use for a topic on today, it's for you. It's for you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you would be with us on today. We ask that you would speak to us on today. We ask that you would give us revelation and vision. We ask that you would confirm your word with signs following. We take dominion over everything that would try to hinder the work of God. We bind and break his power right now in Jesus' name. Amen. It's for you. When you read the book of Acts, you will soon discover that it's a very powerful and insightful book, being that it is somewhat of a continuation of the Gospels, of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The only difference is that instead of Jesus Christ being with his apostles as God in the flesh, he is with them, working through them by his Spirit. The Bible states that God worked with them, confirming his words with signs following. But there's something different that happens in the book of Acts. A newcomer comes on the scene by the name of Paul. He's added to the list of the apostles. And it seems as though the Holy Spirit uses Luke to zero in on the life of Paul. And because of this, you can't help but take note of the greatness of this man. Paul truly was a great man. In Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse number 9, Paul gives us his resume. He said that he was circumcised the eighth day. All true Jews were required by the Old Testament to be circumcised 8 days after they were born. Paul said that I was circumcised the eighth day. That means that I was not circumcised a day late or a day early. I was circumcised the eighth day according to the word of God. He said that I was of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. He was saying not only was he an Israelite, he was saying, I know what tribe I came from. I came from the tribe of Benjamin. Then he said he was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. In other words, I'm not only a Hebrew, but I came from the highest class of the Hebrews. Then he said concerning the law, a Pharisee. In other words, he was saying that he was a scholar of the Old Testament. Then he said concerning zeal, persecuting the church. He was saying before I came became a Christian, I didn't only like the church, I attacked it physically. And then he said concerning righteousness of the law, blameless. In other words, Paul was saying I didn't only talk this thing, but I lived what I believed. But in verse, listen to the humility of Paul. He said, I count all things loss that I may gain the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Now, Paul's humility reminded me of Moses. When Moses stood before the Lord, he said, who am I that you would send me? And Moses said something like he was slow of speech. Now, we know that Moses was just trying to find an excuse because in Acts chapter 7, verse 22, the Bible says that Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in word and in deed. Likewise with Paul, when the Lord appeared unto him, there was such blinding brightness that Paul said, what is my wisdom compared to all of this? Moses basically said the same thing. This Egyptian stuff that I learned doesn't mean anything to me. I've just seen a burning bush. I've just heard the voice of the Lord, and now God is telling me to go back to one of the most powerful nations upon the face of the earth and to set his people free. Who am I? I certainly cannot do this. But the Lord told Moses that he would be with him. Now, I want you to know, as long as the Lord is with you, you don't need nobody else. As long as the Lord is with you, you are the majority. You are not the minority. Amen. After Paul was baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, we begin to see his true greatness, because after he was saved in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22, he said, "I have become all things to all men, that I might by in all means save some." In other words, I have the ability to minister to the homeless. I have the ability to minister to the lower class. I have the ability to minister to the educated, to the doctors, to the lawyers, to the politicians, and whoever else the Lord would allow me to minister to. Paul was also so versatile that his style of writing in the book of Hebrews was so deep and eloquent and different from the rest of his writings that some theologians don't believe that Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. Amen. Paul was definitely a great man. He also, in 2 Peter, it is mentioned of him by Peter, it says that Paul wrote things so deep that unstable people twisted them to their own destruction. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, that the Lord showed him how to administer the Lord's Supper by revelation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it says that he was actually caught up into paradise and heard things so wonderful that God forbade him to talk about them. Paul knew things that he never talked about. He walked around here on this earth with information that nobody never knew. Paul was a great man. Jesus said concerning Paul, "He is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel, for I will show him many things he must suffer for my name's sake." In Galatians chapter 1, verse 15, Paul said that God separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace. Now, the word separated in the original language means appointed. In other words, Paul was saying that God called and appointed him to do a particular work for him alone that he was born to do. I'm reminded of the words that God spoke to the prophet Jeremiah when he said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nation." Now, along with this call in Paul's life, we also see the enemy at work trying to hinder this call. In Acts chapter 9, verse 23, we see they plotted to kill Paul. In Acts chapter 14, verse 19, he stoned and dragged out of the city and left for dead. In Acts chapter 16, verse 23, he's beat along with Silas and thrown into prison and put in chains and stocks. In Acts chapter 21, verse 31, Paul says that they sought to kill him again. And in our text, we see him being threatened again. Not to mention the long list of perilous circumstances that he faced, recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 27. All of these attacks upon Paul's life was an attempt by the devil to stop him from fulfilling the call that God had on his life. And this is not only true of the Apostle Paul. The devil will try his best to hinder anyone who has joined the ranks of the committed followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil knows that everyone under the sound of my voice was called to fulfill, to reach a certain goal, to walk in an ordained plan designed by God for you from the beginning of time. This is why you're going through what you're going through. It's because God has a plan for your life. When you were born into this fallen world, God knew what you would go through. He knew every negative situation that would assail your life. He knew that the devil would do his best to destroy you before you even had a chance to come to him. And the Lord also knew that you would choose to come to him. And when you finally came to him, like the Apostle Paul, he would take your bad and turn it around and use it as a testimony to glorify him. This is why the Bible says that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. This means good and bad. God takes the good and the bad, and he mixes it all together in a big pot and pours it out, and when it comes out, it's all good. See there again, there's that word. He has called us for a particular purpose. There's a particular purpose that God has ordained for your life. The enemy is coming against you because he does not want you to fulfill what God has for you. But the Bible says in the book of Peter, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. You see, when you come to God, he puts you on the potter's wheel. Then he puts his foot on the pedal, and you begin to spin. Then he put his hands into your life and begins to mold and shape you. These are your tests and your trials. As he works on you, as he has in his mind that there's that particular job that he's molding and making you for. I'm reminded of a story of this preacher. He said that God called him to this particular church to take a church. And he said when he finally got to the church, he said, man, this church was going through some serious problems. He said he fasted, he prayed, he taught, he tried his best to reach the people. Then he finally said to himself, I am out of here. He said when he reached out his hand to touch the door, the Lord spoke to him and said, I have no other man. Listen to me today. I know it's tough. I know that it's rough. I know that it's hard, but stay on the wheel. If you've gotten off the wheel, get back on the wheel. It may seem like you're going around and around in circles. It may even feel like you're spiritually dizzy, but stay on the wheel. It's only for an appointed time. The vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hold on, because that vision is for you. God has a plan for your life. Don't let the devil take it away. Jesus said, hold that fast that thou hast, that no man take your crown. You're going through what you're going through because God is custom fitting you for the job. There are over 7 billion people in this world, but there is not one like you. Out of these 7 billion, no two have the same fingerprints. God has ID'd you for the job. He has called you for the job. He has ordained you for the job. He has no other man. He has no other woman. Nobody can lead like you. Nobody can teach like you. Nobody can preach like you. Nobody can feed like you. Nobody can serve like you. Because of you, many will be blessed. Don't back up. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep moving forward into what God has for you. It is for you. It is for you. It is for you. Praise the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is for you. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you there?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor Hamilton? I mean Hammond?
Yes. Yes,
praise
I'm
the Lord.
Here.
We're here.
Yes, that's what I got for you. That's all the Lord gave me. Can we pray?
Okay.
We ready to pray?
Yes. You want us to open up the line and see if the comments, and then you can pray, or you want to pray now, it's fine, whichever way the Lord is leading.
Let's do comments, that's fine.
Okay, that'd be fine. That was a word. That was just a blessed word. We have a couple, you know, we normally go to our callers that I'm not really familiar with their numbers, so let's go
yes.
to area code 213-8735. Oh, that's Evangelist Bernard. Okay, I should get up here.
Okay.
Evangelist Bernard.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. I didn't know you were done, Pastor Hammond. You could have went a little bit longer. But
yeah.
That's what the Lord has given you. We certainly receive that. I tell you, that word has been confirmed every day this week. It's like God is speaking the same. And you know it's God. When people come on and begin to expound and they begin to say, well, thus say the Lord doesn't bring in any confusion. He don't bring any superstition in. He documents and validates his word. Amen. And what you spoke today have been validated Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and yesterday. Short and sweet. Yesterday was short and sweet, but the Lord spoke mightily through Pastor Bolden. And today, hey, glory to God, he has spoken through you and encouraging the people that nobody can do it like you. Now, that don't mean that's not being arrogant. That's not being facetious. Amen. But Elder Hammond said, God has a plan. God has uniquely designed each and every one of us for the task that is before us. Amen. That don't say we're puffed up and we think we're better than somebody else. But guess what? If God has a plan for your life and whatever he has designed and have designated for you to do, won't nobody be able to do it like you? Hey,
amen.
Glory to God. I received that name. Hallelujah. He was, I'm telling you all my to the listeners, those of you that are listening and even those that they may be on or in the chat room, he's just given us a little preview today. This man of God has been anointed. He is anointed to preach. He is anointed to teach. Amen. So he's just being sweet today. But some of you all that was on the praise-a-thon, you can go back and listen to that excerpt. These messages are on YouTube a day or so after you minister on this live. Hammond, you was being real sweet today. Maybe you just trying to be nice to us today and just trying to conserve some of your energy for tomorrow. Amen. But we love Ella Hammond. Him and his wife is just sweet people. They love God's people, and they love being whom they are, and that is servants of the Most High God. So God bless you. I enjoyed that word today. It encouraged me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Ruby, we open up the line.
Yeah, we're going
Glory to God.
Praise
Thank
the Lord.
You, Lord.
God bless. It was truly a blessed word with so many scriptures. God bless. But we were going to area code for you, area code 213-6779, and they're out of Inglewood, California. Your line is open.
Praise the Lord to everybody, Evangelist Bernard. And to all the staff and Pastor Hammond, I really enjoyed that word on today. It's just good. I just appreciate God's word and what it does for you when you need a little word to get you through the day. It helps you, and I thank God for it. God bless you in your ministry and your endeavors, Evangelist Bernard, and we're praying for you, and whatever you do for Christ will last. God bless you, and we love you in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Amen.
Can we get,
who are we thinking with?
Your name again.
It's my Keisha Fikes. Well, God bless you, my Keisha. This is a young sister in Christ Jesus out of Los Angeles, out of Elder and Minister Fikes. God bless you, my Keisha. You snuck
I love you, Sister Adrian.
We love you, too. God bless you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Amen. That was a blessing. You know, I get names sort of. They have to keep coming for me. So God bless you. We go down the line. It was another one. Sister T? Sister T?
You hear me?
Okay, we're going to go to Mother
Charity.
Can you
hear me?
Oh, yeah. Just a minute, Mother Charity.
Oh, God bless. I'm sorry I had my earpiece on. But God, God bless. I just thank God for that word because, as Sister Adrian said, it was a confirming word. You know, we come up against so much in our lives, you know, dealing with people. And sometimes it does. It kind of hinders some kind of call on your life. But you have to be so diligent, continue to walk in God's will, and continue to heed the call. You know, he talked about how we can minister to people who might be less fortunate or going through. And I know that's part of the call that God has on my life to talk to the homeless, to continue to get back into those shelters and talk to people who really need God. So I just thank you for just breaking down that chapter and giving us that great word so we can just move on. In spite of my enemies, I feel God still has a plan for me. So continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Okay, God bless you, Sister T. You can stay on because he was asking if anybody want prayer after the comment. So we're going to Mother Charity. Mother Charity? Oh, wait a minute.
Thank the Lord, amen, and I just enjoyed what I did here. Praise God. And your soul just seemed like it could just feast off of, you know, the word of God. It's just something about it that just stirs in your spirit. And whenever it's God's word being preached, regardless to how short it is, how long it is, it doesn't make any difference. Praise God, it always has something that you can get out of it. So God bless the man of God today, and you all pray for us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. He said if you need a prayer, you can come back on a little later. We're going down the line. We have quite a few callers. Please be patient with us. Pastor Martin. Pastor Martin.
Yeah. That was awesome, short and sweet, very powerful, and I'm staying on the wheel. Amen. It's awesome, and I enjoy today. God bless everyone, and I just want to tell him that it really touched my heart. He gave a good word. I needed that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're not going to leave you, Minister Democrat. You over here. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise him. Praise him. Amen. I always enjoy, amen, to God hearing, amen, Elder Hammond, amen, teach and preach on this thing. Amen. We just came out of Black History Month. Amen. And I was just reminded why he was preaching about, you know, how everybody try, you know, stay on the wall, stay encouraged, because when you try to do something new, these you have 40 preachers trying to kill this man, Paul, you know, all because he was trying to do something new. And I reminded of Black History, like, you know, when they saying, amen to God, all right, we're going to let black people vote. And they was killing black people just because they wanted to vote. They was bombing churches. They was doing all this just because they didn't want the change. And then I'm looking back in history here in the book of Acts where the man of God was preaching. He said, well, now they're saying you ain't got to do what the law was saying no more. And people will kill you to protect their tradition. They will kill you. curse you wild, make hits on you to protect their politics, their history, their tradition, their superstition. People was crazy about that stuff and whatnot. And I thank God that the saints of God that are brave enough to say, amen to God, we are, you know, I got Jesus and that's enough. I'm going to stay on the wall in spite of the big crowd that's doing whatever, whatever. I'm going to just continue, amen. But folk will try to kill you like whatever, like that. I'm still amazed that 40 preachers tried to kill this man, Paul, and whatnot, you know, all just because he was telling people you ain't got to do the law no more. And amen to God, it's hard to stay on the wall when you got people trying to kill you, amen, or kill you with their mouths or tongues or whatever, whatever. But, amen, when a word like this comes forth, we're going to have to live what we preach now. And the man of God told us to stay on the wall. The church is under attack. This is apostasy. You're seeing people leaving the church now, leaving the faith now. This is the year of apostasy. So, amen to God. It's very important to take heed to the message today. Stay on the wall because a lot of us are going to find ourselves under attack in this dispensation. But we got to stay on the wall. They try to kill Paul. Amen. But we got to stay on the wall. So that's a rhema word, man of God. I received that. Amen to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. So he said if you needed prayer, stay on after the comments. Okay, we're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis. Prophetess.
Bless the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. God bless. I give honor to Pastor Bernard. First of all, I give honor to the Most High God. I give honor to Pastor Bernard and each and every person. I just thank God for the word. All week long, the word was confirming itself. I just thank God for the word that went forth on today. I thank God for the man of God encouraging us and giving us some spiritual gas. God bless you. God bless all.
God bless you, Prophet Darlene. We got pastors and prophets on the line. Pastor Hamilton, please y'all be patient. Sister Albertine.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you, Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord. I love it. I'm not...
We can't hear you. We can't hear you. I'm okay. You dropped off. I'll go back to her. Okay, let's go to our Friday pastor. I think I see it here. Oh, Pat, you know he normally do provoke Friday, Pastor Hamilton, and normally he come on and tell us to provoke us every Friday. But you and this instead today, Pastor Hamilton. Let's go to Pastor Hamilton. Pastor Hamilton.
Amen, family. Know that you are truly loved and appreciated. We definitely had to tune in today. We missed our provoke day today, but we know it was in honor of a good word. And wow, what God has for me is just for me, and I can regain my birthright and walk in confidence because my confidence will now create my courage and my hope and my faith and my trust in God as being the source that He can do anything through me personally. A good word, man of God, and we just thank God for you. Continue to press and do what God has called you to do. We love and appreciate you.
God bless. Thank you, Pastor Hamilton. Sister Albertine, your line open now.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay.
Well, praise the Lord. That message, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, the pastor, it was short, but it was perfect, and it was right on time. And what spoke to my spirit was like, just be diligent. You have to go through. You'll go round and round, but God has got you. And just know that He's with you. He's in your battle. He's in your storm. He's with you. Sometimes when it doesn't seem like it, He is there. He is with you. Because when you suffer with Him, you shall also reign with Him. And it was right on time. It's somebody that I needed to hear today. Little down in my spirit, but that really uplifted me and brought me back. And I thank God for the message and for the ministry, and God bless Evangelist Bernard. And I wish I was going to be there tomorrow, but I'll be there in spirit. So, but God bless you, and thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Albertine. Sister Barbara, can you get the word from you today? Your line is on, Sister Barbara. Okay, then we're going to... We got pastors and ministers on this line, Pastor Hamilton. We're going to Pastor Miracle.
All right. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm very grateful today. for, of course, always New Destiny Ministries, Evangelist Bernard, and Sister Ruby, your faithfulness is a blessing, you know, every time we listen in. I just, you know, I was blessed by the word of God today, very inspiring, you know, to encourage all of us that what God has for us, you know, that nobody can take our place, you know, and that the Lord needs us to do what he called and equipped and prepared us to do. So I want to say, man of God, the word today was very much an inspiration, and that's what we need midday, you know, a good inspiration to just kind of, you know, encourage you in what God is doing in your life and what God wants to do, so ultimately we all come to the same place of surrendering our will and letting God have his way. So I just want to say, you know, just thank God for the broadcast on today, and of course, you know, we definitely want to support. We're here on Fridays, and, you know, for Provoke and several other callers are listening in on speakerphone. But we're just excited to be a support to the broadcast, and we were blessed today. Praise the Lord.
Oh, God bless Pastor Miracle. We're going to Pastor Miracle's brother, Minister Burleson.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are indeed blessed and truly grateful to have the word of God go forth today by the man of God. And there's three R's that I always speak about when the word of God goes forth from the preacher. Was it reliable? Yes, it was scripture. It was scripture. Was the proclaimer or the teacher resolute? He stood bold, not ashamed of the gospel. And did it provoke a response? Yes, a response in the hearts of men. Not an amen or a shout, but a true response in the hearts of men. And I am thankful, and I'm so glad that we have this fellowship. And may the Lord continue and bless us all, and we'll pray our strength in one another.
Amen. That was just a blessing.
That's all.
Who's it? 504. Let me see. Sister Dawn? Okay. Well, that was a blessing, Pastor Howman. I see you, Tay, when you came on, you say, it's for you. The word is for everybody that was on this line and all over the continent, chat room, Twitter, Facebook, whoever wanted to receive it. And I received it in my spirit. Because sometimes you can get where you ready to give up. I'm tired. I'm this, I'm that. But the Lord sent a rhema word today. It's for us. And you said to stay on the wheel. And I love the thing when you said, hold on. We got to hold on. And you just gave us so many scriptures, like Minister Burleson said, that the word was reliable and it was right. And it was. So I'm so thankful that the Lord has allowed me to be on this broadcast to hear the word from you. So God bless you, and we pray in the Lord build you up and give you back what you have given to his special people on this broadcast. I'm just so excited. And I think Evangelist Bernard is back on, and Pastor Hammond, you said the people wanted to ask for prayer. You're there. So Evangelist Bernard, did you want to say anything before I go back to Pastor Hammond?
No, just asking for prayer and want to say to those of you that's in the northern area and southern area of California, if you're able to come out to the celebration on tomorrow, it starts at 4 o'clock p.m., and it will be held at Christ Redeeming Center at 2281 East Main Street in Stockton. We're starting at 4 p.m. If you have an RSVP, please. Call Sister Ruby today. We certainly don't want to be embarrassed where we don't have enough food to feed you all. So please RSVP where we'll know how many people will be in attendance. Amen. We just thank God for this word on today, and I want Pastor Hamilton to continue to lift up Evangelist Earlene Cummings in prayer, and also I'm requesting prayer for myself in Jesus' name.
Pastor Hammond, back to you.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. You just want me to do a corporate prayer, or how you want me to do this?
I'm going to open up the lines.
Well, if there's any more special requests, any more prayer requests on the line, we can see what the prayer requests are. And
you can do corporate if there's no special prayer request that any of the listeners have.
Yes, I want to have a special request. Praise God. You know, there was a sister that came from the convention today, and she was saying this young man, some kind of a way he was playing around on the elevator, and the elevator doors closed on his head, and he now in a coma. We want you all to remember him in your prayers. I don't forgot what his name is, but we're asking much prayer for him.
Okay.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Yes.
Your lines are open.
Yes, this is Dawn.
Okay, Dawn.
Will you please keep praying for Jarvis, please?
Say that again.
Pray for Jarvis, my son. Evangelist Agent Bernard's sister.
Okay.
Pray for my son Jarvis.
Oh.
Amen. Thank you.
Anybody else? Your line is open.
Yes, I would like to pray for myself and for
now
my sister, Rita McElman.
Now, who was that? Can we get your name?
What was it again?
Prayer for myself, Sister Tim, and for my sister, Rita McElman.
Okay, Rita McElman. Her name is... You're sort of breaking up, but you want to pray for your sister?
Yes, for myself and my sister.
Oh, for herself and her sister, Sister T and Rita.
Brenda.
And her, okay. Okay, Pastor Hammer. Anybody else? Your line's open.
All right, amen. My request, amen to God, just that God would activate the gifts that's on this line, the people that's calling in on this line or will be calling in this line, that the man of God will pray that they will begin to release those gifts or stir up those gifts that's in them, you know, because many of us are quenching the spirit, amen. And this, a prayer, amen to God, that there will be a release, amen, like the people on this line that got gifts inside of them, that they'll begin to activate their gifts, amen, is my prayer, amen.
Minister Democrat, anybody else? But we go back to Pastor Hammond. Your line's open. You're free to act. Okay. We think we got everybody.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, you said if two of us would agree as concerning anything that we ask, it shall be done for us. God, we come together in agreement according to your word, O God. Jesus, you heard every prayer. You are an omnipresent God. You are there right now, for you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, and lo, you're with us always, even unto the end of the world. God, you see this young man that hurt himself on that elevator. Lord, his body is held together by you, God. You said that by you all things consist, that they are held together by you. We pray that you would move by your power, that you would correct anything that's wrong in this young man's head. God, do it, testimony to you. Do it for your glory. Confound the doctors, O God, move by your mighty power, and we believe you for it. God, you see Jarvis, God, we pray in the name of Jesus, whatever that ailment is, that you would move by your power, God. You said the works that you did shall we do in greater. We speak the word. We command a healing in the name of Jesus Christ, God. You see, Rita, God, I pray that you would move, touch her, bless her, God, move by your mighty power. Touch her sister, God. You are a miracle worker. You can do anything, God. The man of God said, pray that the gifts of the Spirit would be activated. God, you said after that the Holy Ghost has come up on you,
you shall receive power. Oh, God, you said if we wanted the gifts to operate that we were to covet them. That means to earnestly desire them. Oh, God, we are members of your body in particular. The gifts of the Spirit is just you expressing different aspects of yourself to your body. God, let your people have faith to reach up and claim the gifts by faith and have faith to move in them and to operate in them, for it is your desire that we move in the supernatural. God, we thank you for being here. We thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you, God. You said that you came to set the captive free. We take dominion over everything that's not of you, God. You said that with your stripes we were healed. Everybody that came to you, God, you did not turn away anyone. They said, if you will, you can make me whole. And you said, I will, be thou whole. I will, be thou delivered. God, and they were healed by your power, God. We refuse, God, to accept anything less than your healing, God. We claim it even right now by faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for Elder Hammond taking out of his busy schedule and coming and giving us a prophetic word on today. Amen. We'd like to thank each and every one of you all that have been tuning in every day this week and even through the continuance of this series on the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. We thank God for again for Minister Democrat downloading these, uploading these messages on YouTube. Again, you can listen to these messages in their entirety at our website, and also you can visit us on Twitter and on Facebook. Amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing. Amen. Amen. We're getting off early. Some of the people that call in late, they're going to realize we're off the line now. Amen. So God bless you all. Again, give my love to your wife, Pastor Hammonds, and we'll see you on tomorrow, the Lord's will. Amen. So God bless you all. I'm going to let Sister Ruby close us on out with the word. Close us out with the song. God bless.
God bless. And it's been a blessing. And, you know, he said, don't give up. Stay on the wheel and hold on. So I'm going to say, put John.
To take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Tell the Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
And for righteousness.
And be counted.
And be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Stand. Not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right. Burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand. Stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness.
Stand
for righteousness.
Stand for righteousness. Stand for righteousness. Stand for righteousness. Stand for righteousness. Stand for righteousness.
and the counting among them. I'm gonna be the number. Oh, set for holiness,
for holiness, for righteousness.
And it counted among them. Oh, oh, stand. Stand. And believe. Oh, believe. Shall receive his own. People say,
come on.
You're gonna move it. You're gonna move, gonna do it now. You're gonna move, gonna do it now. Or does somebody say you stand? Hallelujah. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Hallelujah.
That was said by John P. King. Okay, God bless. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Sunday morning for an early morning prayer. Van, you have something to say?
Somewhere.
I can't hear you.
1799. And they have different things, yeah.
Evangelist.
You know, you look at the thing over there, and they tell you.
I think I'm going to cut off. God bless. She must be talking somewhere. It's been a blessing. God bless. Come for Sunday morning prayer. The Lord will. Corporate prayer, 7 o'clock Pacific time, California time. And we are on about 30 or 35 minutes, whatever the Lord leads. It's corporate, so everybody come on and pray if the Lord leads you. God bless.